Episode 205, Surviving 2013.
Okay, I didn't know what it was called.
That's because I made the post on FA.
You made it up like just Tuesday. Now.
No, I made the post on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Nobody noticed. We actually got an email, actually. Someone like, your new episodes aren't showing up. Like, we're not recording in December.
Yeah, I'm always amused. That's happened like every time that we announce that we're taking a break. It's like, you're dying for the new episode, but clearly you didn't listen very clearly to the previous episode where we said we were going to be off for like 3 weeks.
So, as always, I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And Shiva is out with the tar flu.
Yeah. Her limbs got out of control and she started budding little limbs all over her body. And the doctors are giving her antibiotics to get her back to her normal six-limbed state.
I had this idea of us doing like a little skit beforehand. And like, oh man, it's a shame she was still in the ER because we had to use her to get slid down the mountain, to ski down the mountain.
And there was so much blood, we just slid down the mountain.
But it has been a nice 3 weeks.
Yeah, now here we are, full of energy and woo, ready to burst into 2013, spread open its virgin ass, come
and
inside
deep
with some podcast goodness. Oh, or something.
Something like that, you know? you know, my holidays went well.
Your Christmas Kwanzaa.
Well, you know, it's Christmas. We have, you know, my family and Panther's family to go to, and you know, New Year's was really fun.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good time.
That was cool seeing who all was there.
Yeah, we had a good sized brony contingent and a lot of crossover. And
yep,
I kind of like that. Like lately, like years ago, it was like, we have to keep the normal friends and the furry friends separate because they won't understand each other. It'll be grossed out by each other. And
no.
Tyrion's gaming group is actually like there when we do like a New Year party. And there were two or three of them were actually at Furry Fiesta last year and came to the live show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of nice that the world, and it also helps that like
everybody is 25 and older.
Everybody's 25 and older, but also, like, at least two of his friends are bronies, so they're kind of furry peripheral anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know at least one has a Fur Affinity account already, so. Yeah,
of course.
You know.
Why the fuck not?
Right.
Sometimes you need some fuzzy strange.
But I think it's actually kind of nice that, like, the friend groups are kind of overlapping a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it was nice to kind of talk to everybody. All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that was cool having Zyro and Spaz and Katie come over and stuff as well.
Yep.
And Bob.
Bob.
With his really awesome original internet handle of Bob.
Mm-hmm. But it has been a week, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I haven't really talked too much this week, I don't think.
Well, I mean, last we saw each other was the New Year's party, and I was super tired and slightly buzzed.
Right.
And I drove the whole 4 minutes home, you know.
Right.
So, and we've just been real busy this week.
Did you do that in one shot, or did you have to, like, take a rest stop?
Oh, man. You know, I get so tired sometimes. I had to stop at Pizzarella and get something to eat.
Right.
But no, that was really fun. It was just nice to sit and chat and have a normal conversation with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I
could hear your foot rubbing the mic stand. Sorry. Over the recording. Yeah.
But Christmas was nice. You know, the way Panther and I do our Christmases, we buy our stuff for each other throughout the year, so it's not a big deal for us.
Yeah.
But we like to throw a lot of money at our families for Christmas, so that was really nice.
Yeah, Tyrion kept asking me what I wanted for Christmas, and I was like, let's just get something for the house, you know, because we just bought a house, and it's like, rather than getting each other stuff that's whatever, you know, if we have to like go halfsies for a kitchen appliance or whatever that we might need, you know, shelving, whatever.
Well, that's why I got you guys the two gift cards.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to share your Maggiano's. I halfway thought about getting you both Home Depot gift cards. And I'm like, but that's sort of like an ungift. Sweet, I could buy some screws to fix that goddamn hanging thing.
Well, you know, I actually got my sister and her husband a Home Depot gift card at one point. Because, I mean, you know, when you first move in and you're trying to buy shit and you have all this space and
you're like,
for furniture. Oh, that's not a ringing in my ear. You can hear that, too. Yeah, it's like a weird tone.
Yeah, weird. Well, hopefully it'll go away.
It's probably just a tornado siren. Nothing to worry about.
Tornadoes. Casuals.
But, yeah, you know, and it's like, oh, here's money for the hardware store for whatever we need, you know. It comes in handy. We tried to use the Maggiano's gift card the other night, actually, but it was New Year's Day.
Oh, and it's a holiday.
And we got up there, and they said the wait is an hour and a half. And holy we were shit. Like, you know what? Fuck that.
You're just like, you know what? I will drive back home, buy some go to Walmart, buy some pasta, and make my own.
Yeah, we actually ended up going to BJ's, the brew house on Beltline. So that was decent.
Oh, man. Panther family got us a $50 Saltgrass.
Nice.
With, like,
nice.
The $10 bonus card. But it's only good from, like, January 10th through the February 2nd or something like that.
Mm.
So, oh, no, we got to go eat some steak.
Yeah. You'll have to figure out when to do that because, I mean, you'll be away at FC for a weekend in January. Yeah.
So, like, this weekend.
You don't have a whole lot of time between now and February.
Panthers are going out to care.
Mm-hmm.
I would be going out there but I'm not because stuff shows.
Mm.
Then next weekend, Panthers going out to Three River Foundation to do some dark sky skygazing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he's wanted to do that for a long ass time. And,
yeah,
not really my bag, but
you're like, I don't give a fuck about the stars.
Well, it's not my thing.
Fuck nature. Wonder of the galaxy. Like, peace on it with my cock.
I've got raids to do, damn it.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you understand? I need
to get... Look at the stars, the amazing graphics of this night sky in Yfmergeddon or whatever your place is called.
There's two moons in this game. Step it up, Earth. One moon, fucking casual.
Step it up, Earth.
You know, Jupiter's totally styling on you.
Yeah. That's what Earth needs, is some rings. We make them manually.
Blow up the moon. Nuke the moon. Show that bitch who's boss.
Attack the moonites.
So it was good, you know.
That's good.
I'm glad to be back. So how was your shit? How was your stuff? Come on, tell me.
So Tieran and I went out to his parents' place, and we did Christmas out there. So that was good. Gift exchange, yay. So remember a couple years ago, his mom made me a huge scarf.
Yeah.
Well, this new knitting project she's making me the same patterned scarf, but smaller. So it's, like, wearable on, like, a day-to-day basis. Nice. So, like, I'll have, like, a mini Tom Baker scarf. That's cool.
So it's, like, a scarf.
Yeah, but it'll be all the same wool yarn colors. Nice. as the full-size one. So that'll be kind of nice, especially here in the winter. You know, and I remember we had to, it snowed on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I got some great pictures of the house with the snow around. Nice. And stuff. It looks really good. So we actually ended up leaving his parents' place kind of early for us. We left at like 4 or 5. Normally we would have been chilling and staying longer, but we wanted to get back here before darkness fell and the roads iced over because we figured it would just get.
It would get worse.
It would get worse as the night went on. And,
well,
you know, my work had a delayed opening the next day. So, yeah, some roads were kind of icy.
Well, that's kind of how it worked on ours because, you know, the snow, it was raining. So we did the we did Christmas Asian
mm-hmm.
with my family because they had just had 3 weeks of a show.
Oh.
Wrap up the house, total mess.
Yeah.
Just because they hadn't been there to prep for Christmas, you know? I don't even think they had a tree up. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So they're just like, look, we'll just do Christmas Asian. Works for me. So we go there, have that. It's all nice. Start sleeting.
Mm-hmm.
As we're leaving, they're like, oh, well, onward to the next.
Yeah.
And as we're driving on Loop 820, it just snowed.
Yeah, I was thinking about that with you guys because your family are so scattered around the Metroplex. You guys have like a lot of driving on these big holidays. I mean,
my parents are just north of downtown Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad, stepmom, mom, stepdad are way up on Eagle Mountain Lake. Not like super far north.
Where's that?
It's west of Saginaw, north of Lake Worth.
So that's way west of here.
Yeah. Right? It's on northwest of the western north edge. It's a ways out there.
Okay.
I mean, when he and I first started dating, and I was living at home and he was living at home, it was still like a 15, 20-minute drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Apart.
And now you guys are living way over here.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what's funny is the joke was we used to live in Euless, which was 25 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time I moved was 50 miles away. It's like, so next time, oh shit, we're going to end up in Rockwall or something.
Yeah.
We have to move further away from our family. Oh.
We're living in Shreveport now.
Damn it, no. Like, we want our friends to move here, not move to where one of our friends is.
I was trying to think of what's that town. It's between here and Longview. It's west, it's east of here.
Paris?
No, I'm thinking of Wichita Falls, I think.
That's northwest.
No, it's not Wichita Falls.
I think it's Odessa. I don't know.
No, there's another town. Like, I know, because KERA always says, like, what the temperature is in shithole Texas.
It's like, it might be a lovely town, but it's still shithole Texas.
Don't mean to be so... I'm going to look it up. Don't mean to be so judgmental, but I like my big city lifestyle.
Yep.
And, of course, New Year's Eve was fun. I took a half day from work so that I could get home and do some tidying up and so forth.
Yeah. I was figuring, you know, I got a six-pack of that Charles Saw, mm-hmm. Buck Chuck. So Tuesday nights I'll have wine for a little while.
Fuck Chuck, yeah.
It's... Oh, man, and I, like, faux offended one of the other guys because...
Oh, really?
When Panther called asking about... Because we went up to Watonga, right, for the 21st.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where Savard gets his stories all out of fucking order.
Tyler. That's the town.
Tyler, okay.
Yeah.
So, for the end of the world, we decided to go up to Watonga, Oklahoma, and get a cabin. See the stars.
On weed. For those that don't know, Watonga is where Oklacon takes place.
Yeah, and it's a quaint little town. It's rural enough that, you know, they have, like, one or two grocery stores. Everything's closed. They have Pizza Hut. Okay. But, like...
They have one stoplight.
They have one stoplight. But we've been up there a number of times for Oklacon, and it's quaint enough. Robinhood State Park is out of contact.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have satellite television, but they don't have cell signal.
Mm-hmm. And I was like coming down on you every time I saw a tweet. I was like, put your fucking phone away. You're supposed to be relaxing.
The only time you saw me tweet that weekend was when we were eating lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or we were buying wine in town, and then I didn't tweet.
Yeah.
So.
Because I was like, I go up there to disconnect, and that's like so important to me that I get like that disconnect time.
Oh, we just chilled the fuck out and...
Must have been nice.
Oh, and it was really nice because we just fucking traipsed off into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, admittedly, there's not a lot of land for you to traipse off into, but, like, you know the little creek that you cross over to go towards the cabins?
Yeah.
We just kind of parked in that little camping area.
That spot that overflows the road when it's raining heavy?
Yeah, over there.
Okay.
But, like, there's a little campground on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
That's under some trees, so we parked over there, and just there was a trail.
Hmm.
We bucked off into the woods following this trail.
See, I know that I have barely scratched the surface of that park. There's like all kinds of miles of trails and shit around there. Apparently there's a really nice waterfall somewhere, but you have to walk a ways to get to it.
Well, the waterfalls that we saw were about 2 feet tall, so.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's the extent of it or if there's
but
more
it, of it. It was pretty, and it was nice to just sort of traipse off into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
How
cold was it? Like, what was the weather like?
It's in, like, the 60s. It was actually pretty nice.
It was pretty nice.
We had our hoodies. Because
when was this? Like, a couple weeks back?
Well, it was decent during the day, but cold as balls at night.
Right.
But
then you're in the cabin with the heat on and everything.
Those cabin heaters, they work. They remodeled them.
They remodeled the cabins, too?
Yeah. So, like, we got the same... We got cabin 7.
Uh-huh.
I think it is. The one with the welcome scorpions.
Yeah.
And they've remodeled the interior. New furniture and new cabinets. New fridge.
Wow.
Bedroom's still the same, but they had a decent bedroom to begin with.
Yeah.
But, like, the old-ass rust-filled...
Cabinets
are gone.
Are they wood now or are they still metal?
They're wood.
Nice.
It was pretty nice.
Is the shower still the same though?
Shower's still the same.
Mm. See, that was one of the reasons I decided to stay in the lodge this year. Yeah, because it was just...
Well...
They're very nice rooms in the lodge.
They really are.
And a fairly good-sized, nice, clean-looking bathroom and not kind of old and ratty-looking.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know that inexplicable grate. It's the heating grate, but you don't want your leg to touch it. They're like, eh.
Oh, man. So, my very first Okucon, I didn't know better, and I stayed in an A-frame. And I was so fucking cold. Like, I went out in the middle of the night to take a piss, and it was like 4 in the morning, and it was like, oh, God, it's so cold. And I'm like putting on my boots and all that. Then the next year, I just felt so decadent staying in a cabin, because it's like I got out of bed and I was a little bit chilly, and then I went into the bathroom, and then I turned on that heater, and I was like, oh my God, I got this heater. It's like right in the bathroom. It heats up the whole room. This is so awesome compared to the A-frames that still have no heat after like 6 years of saying, we'll put it in the heat next year, you know?
Yeah.
But it got postponed because they poured all that money into rebuilding the lodge. Basically from scratch. But.
You should go to Okucon, kids. It's fun.
Yeah, sorry. This always seems to happen to us. But, you know, I've thought about going up to Watonga just occasionally, just for the hell of it.
Oh, well, the little stores on the street, they're actually open on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we wandered through an antique store in there, and the winery was open. We dropped $100 on six bottles of wine. And
cool.
You know,
there's some B&Bs up there too, bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And the Noble House has like 3 or 4 rooms.
Nice.
That you can get up there. So I'd actually consider maybe going up there, getting a room at the Noble House, go downstairs, eat. You're right there in town. But then I also like staying at the lodge in the park too, because I'm so familiar with it.
Well, I think one thing that I tried to tweet out there when we were at the Apple Market. It's actually completely remodeled, which is crazy to think. It's like, wow, they're spending the money to remodel this store and make it look like it was something out of the 90s or maybe even 2000s when the rest of the town's just kind of shit pile.
The rest of the town is a little bit old and busted. You can tell that, to be fair, though, I've noticed lately there's a lot of empty storefronts and closed down stores around the Dallas area, too.
Oh, yeah. You know?
The economy just hit a lot of little places hard, and you can kind of tell that the economy in Watonga has probably not been good for a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, they also, like, well, they did recently build that new gas station there, so clearly there's enough.
That's good. That's good.
Demand. It's like a quick trip, sort of.
Yeah, it's not a place that I want to see go away, because I enjoy going up there every year, you know? I wonder... I almost want to interview somebody that lives in a small town like that, because I wonder what it's like to live in a smaller place like that where there isn't like a mall or a big movie theater or a lot of people, because it's like 5,000, 8,000 people in the whole town, something like that, you know?
I consider myself fairly lucky that I've lived in an urban environment my entire life. And
yeah, you're an urban fox going through the trash cans, digging for urban scorpions, have little knives cut you.
Little bandanas on their claws.
Right, you're going to eat me, I say. Cut you wide open, white fox.
God. But yeah, it's good stuff. You know, moving in 2012, in 2013, and, you know, we got FC in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So who's going to FC? Woo! We are, bitches. And we're not doing a Notcast show or anything, but there is the possibility that we'll get together with some other podcasts.
Yeah.
Podcasters and do another recording. Because there's holy shit, there's a lot of podcasters going to be there this year. Yeah.
You know,
at least, I'm not sure how many of the Unfurled crew are going, but I know at least, Tao and Roland are going to be there. And, of course the Unsheathed boys will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I should be more specific. It is a furry convention. Kyle and KM will be there. And Bullshit.
Yep.
Will be there from the Grand Canterlot Cavalcade.
In color.
In color.
A gentle cult podcast for sophisticated bronies.
Yeah, we shouted out the whole title. Yes. Why don't you shout out that blog while you're at it?
Well, both the guys are friends of mine. They're really cool dudes. And
they're not afraid of anything.
Yeah. they speak the truth and give no fucks. And I was asked by MDefMech to give a shout out to his Tumblr. That he said, oh, I bet some of your listeners like that. It's called MDefMech's Alicorn Nightmare Fuckhole.
Tumblr.com. How long can you make a Tumblr
URL? I think you can, like, you'll have to Google search that shit, because I'm not sure if that's the .tumblr. Yeah,
it's like a 40-character
name. Oh, it's a long-as-hell Tumblr. But he does, it's all Anthro, or it's Celestian Luna. Or Chrysalis, or Cadence.
Mm-hmm.
Why anybody want to fuck Bug Pony? That doesn't make any sense. She's bug.
She's got all those holes.
But she sucks the love right out of you, and you die as you come.
Oh, yeah, but you want someone to suck the love out of you.
But then you die.
But you die fucking a pony.
She'll you know...
And I'm totally joking about that. I don't want to fuck Chrysalis.
She'll fuck you, and you die and lay eggs in your corpse.
Oh, God, that's awful. That puts a whole new awful spin on that episode. And the little hatchlings, they, like, burst out of your eyes. And just...
Oh, dude, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Just say no to bug horses.
Jesus. My cutie bark is a fucking chest burster from aliens.
It was the funniest. I think it's like the worst thing. It's like there was this duo, right? It was these two characters. It was like, what's the worst pony you can think of? There's one. It was the pony was called Sloppy Seconds. And the talent was being a slut. And then there was Make a Wish.
Was the cutie mark just a gaping hole?
I don't know.
Oh. Make a Wish.
Make a Wish. You guess who's what his special talent was?
Dying
of cancer.
Oh, man.
I was like, oh, why? Why would you do such a thing?
Oh, God. You think some furries have fucked up cancer, blah, fucked up characters.
Well, they were like, there's this little picture. It's like, hey, Make-A-Wish, you want to fuck? Not now, I'm dying.
Hey, Make-A-Wish, how are you feeling?
What the fuck?
That's, wow.
What the fuck?
That's crazy. Yep.
So, should we have our own 2013 Black Tie Battle to the Death? I don't think.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
It's like,
I don't think we'd have any categories, though. I feel so, like, beyond the curve, because it was like all these other shows have done their 2012 best and worst of.
Mm.
And we're, like, so disconnected from, like, all the drama and shit in the furry fandom in a lot of ways.
Yeah. When they were describing their award for pretentious douche fuck, I did have a couple nominees in mind. But I think everybody knows some of them in real life.
Pretentious douche fucks.
Yeah. I like that term, pretentious douche fuck.
They can word very well.
They can, yes.
Yep. I don't think we have a furry musician most likely to die while his final words to the hooker, "Don't leave me."
Oh, God.
Artist most likely get finger banged by the TSA while trying to attend Anthrocon.
So when they were describing Tetraphony and what he sounded like, the character I thought of was the character that Rowan Atkinson played in Rat Race. God. He's like, I'm in a race. I must go very fast.
But yeah,
what is so, his finger bagging?
Grand Canterlot Cavalcade is pretty funny, regardless of your opinion of the Brony fandom.
Yeah, because they only talk about Bronies half the time anyway.
Yeah, but this latest episode where they're like talking about their black tie battle to the death was really funny.
Yeah.
And you should go listen.
Yeah, we need some nominees and I...
Pretentious Douchefuck Award. I know of a couple.
Yeah.
Don't know any musicians. That's one thing that, like, the furry fandom doesn't have a lot of is musicians that I know of. They're not, they're not very prominent.
they're there.
I mean, there's like, Matthew Ebel. Well,
like, artists rule all in the furry fandom. And to an extent, they're a fixture of the Brony fandom as well. It seems like writers do better in the Brony fandom because fanfic is very popular.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a hard road for writers and furry to kind of get a foothold because it's such a visual based community.
Yeah, you have to describe it.
But I think it's really gotten better.
There's like, you know, Pepper Coyote, and there's
SL3.
SL3, obviously.
Bucktown, Drufus Fox, Coulson.
Yeah.
Foxamore.
That was who I was trying to think of. I was like,
yeah.
You know, Arcloud has sent us a couple things a few times. I think I said Pepper Coyote.
Yeah.
Pepper Coyote. Look Left, which is Pepper Coyote's band.
Right.
Level 3.
So we're up to 15 or 16 now, and we only named two of them like 4 times each.
That's okay. Sub-level 3. It's kind of hard to think of musicians or writers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In the furry community, there's Kyle.
No, there's lots of writers.
I know.
I'm saying I'm more attuned.
You know a lot more about the writers.
Yeah. It's a little bit disappointing sometimes. Like, I've listened to a couple of other furry podcasts, and you could tell they're like younger guys that are doing it.
Fuck Nutcastle, they suck.
Well, they say that too, but no, not always.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Like, they're aware of us, and they're like, we're not going to talk about them. But somebody had emailed in at a show asking for furry books, and there was like silence for like half a minute, and then someone's like, I guess. Is Redwall a furry book? And I just was like, oh! And I was like, come on! How can you not know this? Especially if you follow the artists. You should at least know about Kyle if you see Blotch posting artwork from his books.
Yeah.
But frankly, you should just know about there's this whole thing with writers and grammar lately. This thing came up on Facebook. Talking about people's shitty grammar, and I reblogged it. And I remembered one time on FA, There was a writer I'm familiar with was saying, hey, I'm looking for some beta readers to read my stuff and then help me edit it and stuff like that. And there was all these people saying like, oh, I'd like to help. And most of them weren't using any punctuation. They weren't capitalizing anything. And I commented, you know, I'm going to suggest that you don't take any of the people that didn't bother to use correct grammar seriously. And somebody said, well, normally I think your attitude is kind of elitist. I was like, really? Saying you should use correct grammar is elitist? Seriously?
How dare you come into my safe space? You're moron shaming. Triggered.
Don't use your education privilege, which was public high school. I know. I had to check my privilege that day. My blood levels. I had like 30 millihitlers per blood unit, and
too much more. And the privilege police are gonna get you. Better watch out.
Yeah, I had to go home and take some calming estrogen and find my female center.
Engage the feeling shield.
Some of those blogs you show me, I was like, oh my god.
Yes.
I love the one where the thinner person runs out across the street.
And the fat person is like, hey, stop showing off your thin privilege by running. Because those of us that are fat feel bad because we can't run.
So I turned towards them and I moonwalked away. Oh my god. I'm fat, but I don't jump on people's shit for their thin privilege.
How dare you buy clothes at regular stores?
At regular prices. It's not my fault they have to use more material. In the condom for my gigantic penis.
Yeah. Take one look at my enormous penis.
That's why I shop at the long and fat section of Adam and Eve.
Yep. So, speaking of penises, I felt really dumb the other day.
Uh-huh. This is an interesting intro to this story.
So,
where's this going?
Bad Dragon was doing their Black Friday sale, right?
Uh-huh.
I ordered a toy.
Right.
And it finally came in. And apparently their medium hardness is like Jell-O.
Ah, yeah.
I feel really dumb because it's this $65 horse cock that is unusable by anybody.
Well, give it here. I want to paste it to my forehead and be a floppy horned unicorn.
You can totally be a unicorn. It can totally be a conversation piece. We'll just stick it up there next to Sting. But it was one of those things where it's like, holy fuck. And I just felt so dumb.
Yeah.
It's like I finally go out of my way to get this decadent, you know, sex toy that I've kind of wanted, and can't fucking use it.
Your ass is just too tight.
No, it just bends and goes everywhere.
Well, it'll work better if you stick it in your pussy.
Okay. I just was like, speaking of feeling really dumb,
take some Roxy's, grow a pussy.
And like, the thing is, there's like no way to harden that shit. And like, once it's out of its fucking package, or it's yours.
Maybe you can like wrap it around your neck.
I could beat you to death with it.
Well, not me, but like a burglar. That's odd though. I haven't ordered from Black Dragon before, but you know, note to self if I ever do.
Yeah, note to self, if you're gonna get something to put in your butt, get a heart.
So it's like a pink limpy?
Almost.
Huh. That sounds weird.
Oh, I mean, it stands erect, like, on its base.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to use it, it just goes everywhere. there's no firmness to jam it in, you know?
Well, so we need to hollow it out, stick a rod of steel in there.
Yeah, I'll just get some rebar and shove it in there.
Well, what we need to do is we need to drill a passage and then fill it with Viagra. Harden that shit up.
There's got to be some way.
I can't believe you managed to turn off your horse cock and make it limp.
I'm sorry, I'm such a hideous beast. Even sex toys don't love me.
Oh, you were jerking off and your hand fell asleep. But no, seriously, it seems weird that they would make something so soft that you could use. I mean, maybe it's a dud, you know? They're right back to them and be like, hey, is it supposed to flop like this? And then attach like a minute of you just slapping it against a coffee table just for illustration.
No! Bad! No! No! No!
Well, the problem is, bad dragon toys are not into CBT. That sucks, dude.
Sorry. Yeah. And it's like the only way to get satisfaction is to buy another one. And that's another like $65 or whatever. I'm like,
see, that's their game. They want to charge you $130 for their horse cocks.
It's like if you want to have a fantasy dildo of something, you know, you got to buy two of them because one's not enough.
Well, you put the softer one in your mouth.
Right.
Practice your deep throating skills. You know, and if you're ever like stranded in a desert with nothing but a bad dragon dildo, you can eat it to survive. You'd be like, I should have brought water instead of this fake horse cock. Why didn't I bring water?
So,
even if you had the horse vagina, you could set it out at night and try to catch rain and then drink it.
And now you understand time travel. So I think we should probably get to our emails now that I've shared an embarrassing anecdote. And for the record, Fuzz still hasn't given me that Mary.
Oh, I meant to give it to you for Christmas.
You've just really slacked off on this. Let me tell you.
I think it fell off my priority list and landed behind my couch somewhere at this point. I still have it. So here's the deal. I have it. I have a little box for it. I have amusing things in the box. I need to find, and it's not a box, it's such a little case, but I need to find a box to put it in and then basically print out the labels for it and do the package design. And, you know, maybe I should just do that this weekend. But the problem is, it's like now we're prepping for FC, but, you know, during the time when Tieran is playing WoW, I could take a break and do something unproductive.
Let's see.
Like prepare your horse cock. Where do you want to start?
Con report for da, da, da.
Oh, yeah, that was one I... So let me go ahead and read this one. This is basically Woiro had sent an email to Fur Planet because some of our books have been donated to the charity auction at the... what's the actual name of it? Is it End of the...
Furry End of the World.
Furry End of the World. And I was like, hey, you went to that. Would you mind writing a quick con report for it? Because it was a new con, and I was curious how the first year went and all that. So he wrote it in, and I forwarded it on to this email so that we could read it. Quick con report for Furry End of the World from Woiro. The End of the World weekend party went pretty well. We had a little over 275 furs show up. We were expecting 300, but some bad weather kept some of them away, which is understandable because I think that weekend the weather just kind of
shit a brick. Yeah, it was still, you know, post-Sandy.
They are also, they're in upstate New York. They're in Rochester, so.
Yeah.
I lost my plate. Oh, yeah. Some of those who were unable to make it were going to help with various parts of the con, like the video room and panels, but the dances, which were the main drawing point, went off pretty damn well. We raised over $1,100 for our charity. All in all, I think things went pretty well. There were no major problems. Everyone behaved. The hotel was more than anxious to sign us up for future cons. There are already plans for next year's event, which will be taking place earlier in December. We have the domain address, furrycon.com, and we'll be posting news about next year's con there. Hope to see you this year at Furry Fiesta. I have my room booked. Moira.
Cool.
So, that's cool. And, yeah, I wonder if they're still going to call it End of the World, because that was kind of a one-off thing.
Yeah.
Because they got a different domain for it, so I don't know if they're... I'm curious if they're going to keep that name or if they're going to come up with something...
I'm sure it'll be something else.
Different, yeah.
Because...
Something that maybe has an amusing acronym like faggots or clitoris.
Clitmaster.
Clitmaster or rim job. Or tongue punching her dirt star. Do you want to read an email, Savern?
Yes.
Okay.
I prefer fart chamber.
I've heard fart tank too. Fart chamber is good.
So, yeah, I just chuckle at the dances, which are the drawing point. Yeah, I know why. Jaspian dressing and dancing around. All right, so. Dear Notcast, what makes Tars appealing?
Didn't we, you guys read that on a week that Shiva was here?
Oh, really?
How far back are you?
Shit, I got stuff from the 16th. I guess that you read that one. Because we have...
Yeah, this is mostly directed at Shiva. Yeah, that's from the 16th. Everything else is from the 26th.
Okay.
Maybe we didn't read that, but I don't know. Okay,
well, she's not here, so... We can't really talk about Tars.
And I can't say why they're appealing, because to me, they're really kind of not.
They're not.
It's not, it's just...
Weird Japanese centaur porn, okay.
It's just not something I'm into. Nothing against them, it's just like...
Not your bag.
Not my bag.
Not my bag, baby. Okay. This one's titled, Religion of a Bitchy Wolf. Honestly have no clue what to call my religion. My beliefs don't conform to any one religion. Does that mean I can call it my own? Can I wear any hat I want and call it a, insert correct spelling of the Jew hat thingy,
yarmulke?
But I practice...
It's not a Jew beanie. That was John Stewart's.
But I practice as a Wiccan. But I was wondering what your opinion of the supernatural. Magic, creatures, ghosts...
It's a ghost with a moon bee.
Hauntings. P.S. You have not picked on Wiccans. Curious as to what you would say... By the way, how do I find a virgin fox? We need a virgin fox sacrifice, and all the runs around here being broken in are already broken in. PPS, Fuzzle's pervy voice is creepy. The tiger has sexiest voice. British accents for the win. Your virgin sacrificing bitch, Legion, a.k.a. a whole bunch of names. The doorknobs are coming. The doorknobs are coming.
You misspelled Legion.
Ligon.
Yeah.
Aaron. Vladimir. Aspen, Aurora, Kiva. You have a lot of names, dude.
Our powers combined.
So when it comes actually down to it, your beliefs fall under the spiritual domain.
The category of bullshit.
Well, I'm gonna kinda go.
Sorry, I'm kind of an atheist.
Pretty much all of them are kind of bullshit in their own ways. But I'm saying that there he is actually a member of about a third of America.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know...
As in something other than an Abrahamic religion?
Or, yeah. The unaffiliated, the nuns, the others. And the others also include...
The other
Hindus.
Kin.
No. You know, so it's like there's about a third of America... That just gives no fucks about the Judeo-Christian concept of a god or is of another religion that doesn't involve that deity at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting. So how do you call yourself what you want? Supernatural? Well, I've seen some weird shit in my life.
Yep. It has been established. That's why he's white.
Yep. I'm... Little did you know, my mom was actually black at one point. No. Magic is a form of prayer, in a way, just more ritualized creatures. Oh, I don't know. Probably not. And ghosts.
Like I said. I think it's all crazy.
Yeah. It's one of those things, it's crazy shit till you encounter it, and then you wonder what the fuck's going on. I don't think about it too much, but, like, I enjoy scary shit on occasion. I like being creeped out.
Right.
So.
Then go see a scary movie.
No. See, that's the thing, like, right? I like creepy shows. I don't like blood and gore tit fests.
Those are the best kind of blood and gore.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like them that much. I'm not a horror. I'm not a like Silent Hill fan.
You know, you cut a tit off, you embroider it a little, you've got a little flesh yarmulke.
Like your own boob hat.
A boob hat.
That's terrible.
I know. I'm not going to write horror movies. This is pretty bad.
You're not going to go to heaven either. Because I'm deaf, Beck is a follower of Christ.
Because Jew.
God. So, there's that. Your email has been sort of answered. Fuzz, you need to read one.
Right. Let's see. Zavrin. I don't remember what my pervy voice is.
I don't know.
Zavrin. Oh. I got a popsicle in my pocket. I want to rub your nipples.
Oh.
With this gun.
Wait, no.
That's no, not right. That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Okay, yeah, here's an email. I'm going to read it, but Saffron's going to answer it. Happy New Year! Hello, Naughty Knotcasters. It's Bookworm from Germany here, wishing you a Happy New Year, but I have a question as well. Despite being no newcomer to sex, most of my activities so far have been with members of the female gender. Lately, though, I found myself increasingly interested in experiencing more of my bisexual nature. But I am worried about one physical aspect that I have had trouble overcoming, namely that pesky gag reflex. I'd love to go down on my cute wolf friend, for example, but I have trouble even brushing my teeth without setting it off. And I was wondering if you had any tips or tricks on how I can learn to deep throat like a fox, or at least get through fellatio without embarrassing myself too badly. As a reward, I give you some of the exports of my adopted country, the Moonbees. Much knotted love, Bookworm.
Oh, I've got more moonbees. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, I got bees.
I'm fucking rich in moonbees.
All right, so.
Umlau all over this bitch.
How to practice fellatio.
Stick a floppy horse cock from Bad Dragon down your throat.
That's one way to do it. But practicing on, like, a carrot or a cucumber or another object that is phallic.
Don't choke yourself to death.
Don't choke yourself to death. But that's something you can kind of practice with.
Yeah, but if he's getting a gag reflex, even brushing his teeth, that sounds like...
That deep is practice.
Really?
Actually, I think it's practice, you know. I mean, it could be that he's got a really strong gag reflex, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, gotta learn to suck cock sometime in your life.
Even if you're straight, because you never know when you might end up in prison.
That's right. And so, you know.
And they're not going to give you time to get used to it. They're just going to jam it in after they knock your teeth out.
When it comes down to it, practice does make perfect. And going down on a dude doesn't necessarily mean you have to go 0 to pubes up the nose.
Unless you have to suck really in their cock. Their cock, their balls, their taint, all the way down to their asshole. You just have to consume their pelvis. It'll be like, is this good? I can't tell.
Then you choke and die.
And then they're like, I've never had my navel sucked like that before.
It's just a practice makes perfect. They do sell desensitizing gel.
I was going to say, yeah, I had heard spray. That trick of desensitizing.
And unlike the
back your throat.
Butt desensitizer, oral desensitizer is far less likely to actually harm you.
Mm. And also, the other thing is that you don't necessarily have to take the whole shaft in your mouth to give at least beginner fellatio. You know, you can lick up and down, get it all slick and stuff, and then grip the majority of his shaft with your hand and move it up and down like a nice tight passage and mostly work the head and work underneath the head. For beginners, I mean, that's really good focus on that, and you'll get him off.
Yeah.
Play with his balls with your other hand, and, you know.
Yeah, and encourage.
I'm making myself a little hard here.
Encourage your friend to make sure that, you know, it's all clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
No cheese allowed.
Blast that shit with a fire hose before you get anywhere near it.
Be like, it gotta be clean.
Have a priest come over, perform an exorcism.
Your cock is possessed by the spirit of lust.
Your cock is possessed by the spirit of really needing to come. Now get your mouth down there.
Now, for some reason, now I'm thinking about the Smodcast Christmas episode. Where they're talking about, you know, the Bible action figure and the Bible action play sets.
Yeah, that was good. That was funny.
You should listen to Smodcast. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. This is our unofficial semi-annual podcast shout-out episode.
Yeah.
We're just going to throw shit out there. Like, you should listen to this show. It's funny.
Well, like, I just decided to, like, randomly look at the comedy podcasts, and
mm-hmm.
while I think Pendulette's Lulbitarianism is crazy,
mm-hmm.
he is kind of funny.
Yeah, Tieran was telling me Penn Sunday School was pretty good.
Yeah, and, like, he's an acquaintance of Glenn Beck. They're not really friends. They disagree on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And he described Glenn Beck as five colors of chalk crazy. Because
wow.
He has five colors of chalk on his blackboard.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who was it? Well, it was John Stewart that did the great parody of Glenn Beck with the blackboards and how he created this fake conspiracy theory.
It was like, Jews. The answer's always Jews. Don't you understand?
Yes.
And Koreans.
God, my shoulder's killing me tonight.
You're in the lazy boy, dude. Get lazy.
Yeah, I'm too comfortable. That's what it is. No, I've got like this stabbing pain in my right shoulder.
Ugh.
And I was taking some Advil for it earlier today because it kind of ached.
All right. So, the next email from the same dude as earlier, actually.
Okay.
Species bitchy bunny? ?
Okay.
I was wondering, I've had many fur friends who have changed their fursona species, and I was wondering what makes people decide to change their species. Have you ever done this with species or gender in an RP? I've been thinking about being a bunny. I'm extremely subby, so I think I might make a good bunny. I have been a wolf since I joined the fandom, the only change being timber to Arctic. Also, I changed gender in the middle of a military-style RP. I was a hacker assassin, except I paralyzed using pressure points more often than I killed. Basically, I got the chest of my skin suit slashed open, along with the bandages holding Aurora's breasts flat against her chest. So the reason for species change? So it's just like, I changed gender by going, well, now you can actually see under my armor, and I got boobies! Insert image of jiggly tits here. So the reason for species change? Have you? Why might you? Opinion? Let's see. Reasons for species change? Change of pace. Deciding that they need, you know, to purchase another several $100 worth of art of their new character fucking everything under the sun.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, so.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
The species that you choose is, I think, a reflection of your personality. And, you know, I've heard it referred to that foxes and wolves are starter species because they're very common North American mammals, and people just gravitate to them, mostly because they grew up with Jack London books or Robin Hood or Star Fox or, you know, something like that. And then
the real badass is the pangolins.
And either you figure out that really is what you are and you stick with it, or as you grow older, you figure out that you're actually something else and then you move to it. I kind of consider it a mark of stability if you find your character, once you find your character and you stick with that character.
Yeah.
Because you started out as a red fox, right?
Yeah. And then I became a fennec.
Yeah.
Fennec for a decade.
But I was a little older when I found the fandom, so I wasn't as much in that teenage finding myself kind of phase. So.
You mean your character wasn't an edgy fox on the edge with a black trench coat and fingerless gloves and a shotgun?
No, he never was.
Well, fuck you.
You know what's weird is that I kind of don't get the people that RP. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying this is not how I approach it. The folks that have, like, a detailed backstory, and my character's a badass, and he carries this sword, and, you know.
The sword is magical.
I don't.
He carries his gun, and the gun's magical, and his penis, it's also magical.
Right, yeah. And he shoots out magic.
His penis has a penis, and it's neon yellow and glows in the dark.
Mm.
And he has an angel wing.
And it has a little hat on, and it's like, I'm going to put my Hogwarts on you because I didn't get my shots.
God. Welcome to Hogwarts.
I was trying to do a sorting hat joke, and I kind of...
I'm just thinking it's like... Wow, that would be a terrible wizard sex pun.
I know.
I hope you have, like,
I hope you don't have Hogwarts.
Or I forgot the condom, so welcome to Hogwarts. unacceptable.
Oh, they're all gooey and wrong.
No.
But, you know, my character is just me or my sexual desires or kinks in artwork. He doesn't have like a big backstory.
It's a character to serve as an avatar.
Yeah, yeah. A horny avatar. That's it. You know?
Yeah.
And he only carries one sword and it's all natural.
It's one of those things that, I mean, a lot of kids, when they design their characters, they design their characters around stuff that they're not, or the things that they aspire to be.
Uh-huh.
So the sword-wielding badass, you know, is just your average nerdy high schooler who's been picked on.
Right.
You know. You have the Black Star, the anti-god hog, who's just, you know, a 14-year-old trying to be edgy.
Dark Wolf, Wolf Dark. Yeah, I mean, I guess my character is sort of what I would like to be, and that he's a skinny little guy. But
he's skinny and a wolf.
Yeah, but, you know, I would imagine his backstory would be much like mine. I've often portrayed him as a writer, and, you know, people relate that character to For Planet, so I'd still have him involved in that. You know, the only backstory I ever made was somewhat facetious, where I was like, oh, he travels back in time and he fucks famous figures in history.
So, moving on to this cock... Like,
moving on to this cocksucker. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
So there's this asshole. No. P.S. Panther has the sexiest voice. I have a friend who, out of mutual curiosity, did some major audio editing on his background whisperings, and my curiosity is sated.
That wasn't Panther. That was White Noise. That was the ghost in Saturn's head.
It was an EVP. An EVP, or an electronic voice phenomenon, was the ghosts of the dead speak through electronic means. I've been watching too much Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to say, I've watched too much Ghost Hunters. I'm like, I haven't watched Ghost Hunters in months.
No, I was just amused. That was fascinating.
Ghost Adventures. Ghost Bros.
Ghost Bros.
Dude, bro. Ghosts, dude.
Bro, ghosts.
Bro, did you hear that? No, bro, I didn't. Because you're yelling, you fucker.
I think we're alone, bro. Touch it, bro.
Bro.
He stopped in the middle to say bro.
Yep. P.S. Signed
Cradle your zombie. Cradle the balls, bro.
Your zombie and apocalypse ready, bitch. P.S. My surprise, my boyfriend would have worked. He also wrote in that he was going to pop out of a Christmas gift like 2 weeks ago.
That's right, yes.
Before, on the last episode, 204. But I surprised him a little too well. I jumped out before he opened my box and got punched in the stomach for it. But when I doubled over, I headbutted him in the face. It was terrible. But there was makeup sex. By the way, how did your end of the world orgy go, Saverin? It went all right.
It was mucho sticky.
Yep. Yay.
So, open for business, crotchless panty.
Oh, wow.
So, in my opinion, this could go for men or women.
Yeah.
It's available in three different colors. There's like a pink, a yellow, and a blue. Although they're actually lime, sapphire, coral, purple, turquoise, hot pink, and black. Okay, so there's more than the three. That it shows there. Cool.
Blue.
So they are regular price is $9.95 with our coupon code KNOT, KNOT, makes them only $4.98.
Buy yourself a six pack.
Classy panty for banker's hours or after hours. Get your cheeky low rise on. Your soft nylon spandex lace open for business crotchless panty will give him something to talk about. Sassy and feminine at the same time, this panty feels great with the gentlest, classiest, crotchless design we've ever seen. I like that. Feels extra sexy under clothes, looks outrageous by itself. Elastic waist makes slipping this naughty number off and on a total breeze. Pert black bows in front and back say, play with me. Play with me. So order
come
now.
Play with us
forever.
I gotta find these because you're like, that's kind of hot.
It's easy to care for your open for business crotchless panty. Hand wash in cold water and lay panty flat or hang to dry.
Nice. Use our coupon code KNOT.
Yep, and they have several hot pictures of girls' asses.
Yep.
In these panties. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I figure we'll go with something different. Go with an outfit for a change.
Yes, they have lime, sapphire, and coral.
And a whole lot more, because they got black, they got purple.
Yeah. And there's the crotchless frills panty.
That I'm just enjoying looking at these girls' butts.
Butts.
Be right back. I gotta go jerk off.
Here we go again.
Podcasting of a wolf.
It's
God damn it.
On the walls.
It was like a fountain. It was like the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral, except it was white chocolate.
But it was wonderful. I will get shot for that. All right. So, who read the last email? It was you, right?
I think so.
All right. So, I'll just do this one and then go on another one.
All right.
I recently listened to Triple X's poem on your show. Can't find the words anywhere. Could you please email me the poem if you can? I really like it. Thanks, Kevin Hong. Why would he sign his real name?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I will post that actually up to the Notcast FA.
Oh, okay.
As a story. Or post it to as a journal. I'll figure it out. Then I'll email you too. But there you go.
Yay, we're going to watch Sovereign Internet.
Not right now.
No, not right now.
Okay, so this one. So, let's see. Unfortunately, these emails, some of them are like a couple weeks old. So it's like, help! I'm in a minefield! Uh-oh. Well, hope you haven't starved to death. Dear y'all, forgive the bluntness of this letter. I was recently sobered up at 2:15 a.m. I need some help. I love my boyfriend with all I have. He's kind, compassionate, caring, loving, sweet, funny, charming, handsome, and fully accepting and supporting of my gender transition.
And faithful and friendly with stories to share. Gummy bears.
He and I are perfect for each other, except for the odd dynamic I wish he'd talk more about, but I never shut up unless I'm passed out or sleeping. Here's the big question. We've both been dragged through a 9/11 scale relationship horrors, from cheating partners to abusive partners to those creepy, overly attached partners that are just... Anyways, as all brilliant things go, the evening started for me with a gas... Ian started for me with a glass of wine. Mind you, I can hold all the liquors, but handling alcohol is another story entirely. So I'm effectively inebriated and talking with my BF until I comment that maybe for future boy birthday, I might just grab an open-minded friend of mine and give him a threesome surprise. This immediately sent him to tears like I've never seen him before. Insert all drama that you don't need here. Anyways, he explains after a long while that he has a loyalty streak where he just doesn't want to share me, even if it's a gift for him. He's not possessive or controlling, he just wants me and only me in bed and expects the same from me. I understand and respect that, but he feels like I've been doing this minesweeper thing for at least twice a week for the past month. He's strong and courageous wolf, but he's so soft and sensitive on the inside. And not like that, Saverin. What? Me? You pervert.
Squish.
I just feel like whenever I try to be quirky and make him feel better, I might have an ex or hurt his feelings. I really want there to be a future for us. Is this just settling into a relationship and getting to know the intimate details or the hot buttons for each other, or is there a real issue that needs to be dealt with? I mean, I know there's some things I wish to never speak of again. If you brought them up, there'd be hell to pay. You're confused and semi-sober, snow leopard of the north,
Sandfire.
Words. P.S. To make matters more complicated, we're no longer virgins, and for all the listeners, yaff, 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 yaff.
I don't think it really makes things more complicated that you're not virgins.
Nah. I don't know. I think you need to have I wouldn't necessarily classify it as a come to Jesus talk, but I do think that you guys both need to sit down and do some full disclosure about your exes and be like, all right, I would really appreciate it if you don't do X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
Because a stable person goes, I don't think that would be for a good reason. Or I don't think that'd be a good idea to the idea of a threesome, not bursting into tears. I think that is a really weird response.
It's a little extreme, yeah.
A little extreme.
To me, that would be a little bit out of left field.
And I would totally understand. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. I was being funny. I thought, no, you're not. Threesomes are serious business.
I'm the goddamn Batman. Oh.
I think that you need to be like, all right, you know, I can't be, you know, I don't want to have to be where it's like every 2 weeks I say something that sets you all off, you know. You're not, you know, you can't have more triggers than a gun factory.
Yeah. I'd agree with that. I think what you supposed might be correct. That is, this is just the phase of you guys getting to know each other, getting to know each other's quirks and what is. Because everybody has hot button issues from their past at some point, and It's just finding these little mines and learning to avoid them in the future. And
yeah,
that's something you should probably talk about.
But y'all totally need to have some, like, full disclosure. Look, I really like you, and let's talk about our exes and the shit that really upsets us. Because once you know it's on the table, you can better avoid it.
Yeah.
Or work your way through the issue once you're both aware of it beforehand.
Yeah.
Because just going, you know, blah, 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 terrible joke, and then suddenly they're crying, well, your humor shouldn't be that bad, but, you know, there's something that you missed communication-wise.
You may have flunked out of clown college, we don't know.
Man, that would be the worst. You could never hear laughter again. Only the sound of children crying. God. And the mournful cry of babies pitch shifted 2 octaves down.
It's like a never-ending plane flight.
Except it's, like, horrifying.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's that. I hope that you're able to, you know, talk some, I wouldn't say sense, but talk to him and get on the same level. Because that sounds like something fairly serious that needs to be addressed now that y'all are still in the early stages.
Mm.
Like, are you going to flip out? And we randomly. So, there's that one. And let's see.
Okay, on to the next email here. Subject line is Uncharted Waters, which I imagine involves sharks. Dear Notcast, due to the content of this email, for the first time running in, I'd like to remain anonymous. My boyfriend is the best thing that's ever happened to me. He came into my life at about the time when I was feeling life ending it all, when I was feeling like ending it all for the first time in years. My parents had been being harsh on me for my gender identity crisis, quotes, as they called it, and I was just in that dark hell pit that many members of the LGBT community know all too well. This man of mine was a miracle, a godsend to me, and in his words, we saved each other. Now is a few months down relationship road, and this issue has come up. He's one of those super loyal types whom I've always wanted, and I'd walk into Mordor and back for him. However, there's a catch.
You don't just simply walk into Mordor.
Or Walmart. Lately, we've been going at it like a pair of foxes on speed in a fur pile, and I think it might be damaging our relationship. I'm a bi woman who prefers men, but lately I've been curious as to what it would be like with another partner, male or female, it doesn't matter. This has greatly disturbed me because my man's everything I've ever needed or wanted, and I really care for him. We took our time to make sure that our foundation wouldn't be built on lust, but rather love, but now I have questions as to if we had taken more time, it would feel differently right now. I've been having these very strong urges to seek out another partner, and even though I would never act on them, it still scares me to feel this. To say that he has trouble in the bedroom would be blasphemy, as my mind is blown every time he touches me, and outside the bedroom, he's the sweetest, most amazing person I've ever met. So here's my question. You have the bird's eye view on this, so I'm wondering what's wrong. Are we becoming too sexually based? Is this not working out? Am I really dead but just don't know it yet? Okay, that last one is just for last because this message is kind of a tough one, but you get me. What are we doing wrong and how do we fix it? My boyfriend's a keeper and I'm going to do everything in my power to make this worse. Sorry.
To make it worse.
Sorry. I'm everything in my power to make this work. Sincerely, a ninny mouse.
Oh.
Apart from your interest in trying out the grass on the other side, it doesn't really seem like there's anything wrong.
Yeah, I mean, your dude's apparently pretty good in the sack, and outside of that, he's a really nice guy. Getting yourself some strange would probably be a really bad idea.
Getting yourself some what?
Strange.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Getting yourself some strange, yo.
Hadn't heard that expression before.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Oh. To me, that implies like sheep shagging or something.
To be with a stranger.
Right, yeah. I kind of...
Not fuck a sheep.
I kind of disseminated that, but
yes.
I just hadn't heard that expression before.
Yeah, it doesn't mean, you know, putting on a latex suit made of horse dildos. And running around slapping nuns.
I also have not ever covered a sheep in cum. Just want you to know that.
I would take a lot of cum. They're really not that small.
I have big balls.
Thanks.
Sure.
I think that short of you wanting to cheat for some reason, and I mean, it's not even like you recognize it, that it would be really bad for your relationship.
Because if he's one of these loyal types, he's not going to be open to the idea of... It doesn't seem to be like he'd be open to the idea of an open relationship. I mean, yeah. You could certainly talk about it, but I don't know if that would be a good thing. I mean, you know, we all have fantasy. So I'm kind of two minds about this, you know. I wouldn't want to be like... tied down to only ever sleeping with one person, because it's fun to play around. Everybody's different. Sex is a little bit different with everybody, and it's fun to experience that and try that out. However, on the other hand, there's also the idiot instinct that kicks in when you're horny, and you'll be having a really bad idea, and then those bad ideas will like, kind of go away as soon as you have an orgasm.
I wanna.
So I'm like, just have a fantasy and rub one out, and that might help. And if it doesn't, then you can kind of talk to him about maybe opening the relationship up. Sounds to me like your relationship is fine, though. Unless yeah. there's something that you've left out of the email, but it sounds like the only problem you've mentioned is that you're having thoughts of wanting to kind of try to field a little bit.
Which, I mean, that happens. I mean, you hook up early, you don't have a lot of partners, and you're like, well, what does it feel like if it's with this other person?
Mm-hmm, right.
I don't know.
It's a perfectly natural instinct, I think. But it's something you need to work out with your partner.
Yep.
And like I said, rub one out, have a fantasy.
Yep.
Try different things with your boyfriend.
When in doubt, fap.
Right.
Or schlick. Or klop. Or paw. Or any other onomatopoeia.
Mm. That's hot.
Okay. So, this one is from Kylie Rouge. Or Kylie Rouge.
Kylie Minogue?
ADHD. So a couple weeks ago, I emailed y'all about my podcast, Attention Deficit in High Definition, asking for some group input before we get started. Well, we've started. We just released our first group podcast after deciding to break the podcast up into seasons. This is season 1, episode 1, Overanalyzing Apple Ponies. He sent us a link. I'll put it in the show notes. We also decided to only rarely do video. This one's an audio-only podcast. Again, I'd love your input on the actual recording. We're aware of the slight hiss in the background. We're working to correct in the future, mostly due to the fact that we're sitting a good few feet from the mic, so we'll have to move it closer in the future. Also different from our last communication is the fact that our blog has much more on it now than a simple get-ready-for-content message. There's actual stuff here, too. Actual stuff there now. Oh, man, I'm like dozing off. What the hell?
Yeah, I noticed that while I was talking. I was
like, it's 11 o'clock.
Don't fall asleep while I'm talking.
I'm getting old. I'm falling asleep at reasonable hours. What the fuck?
Mm.
I don't know. Hmm. We hope there's mutual feedback on this, and we want our podcast to be known for its quality. Kylie Rouge. P.S. In case the link doesn't work, it's link. There's a link.
So would I pull... I don't know what this does on a desktop machine, but when I pull up your website on an iPad, it pops up this sidebar that says a podcast by nerds for nerds, And the sidebar goes over the text of the actual website, so you can't really read it. So you might want to look into that. Unless it only does that on mobile devices, then, I mean, it may not be that important. I don't know.
Sorry, your device is shit. No.
Oh, it's my crappy Mac product or whatever that
one. Throw that shit in the trash.
Yeah. I throw it underground. I'm not a part of your system.
I really don't know.
Oh, it's a Lonely Island song. I'll throw it on the ground. It's a fun song. You should listen to it. So,
last email.
This last email is a wall text, and I don't really feel like reading it. So, Saverin.
Show over, snore equals react.
If I do this, I'm going to insist that you actually stay awake.
Okay. Let me get... Yeah, so these couches are real comfortable.
I will line them with a board of nails if it means keeping you awake. And by nails, I mean dicks.
Sweet.
Little tiny nail-shaped dicks.
Dicker doodles.
Your couch will have barbs.
Oh, no.
Tied down to a wall of text. Firstly, apologize for this wall of text and any bad grammar. Dear Notcast, I've been a long-time listener of the show and just needed a little bit of advice. I've been in a relationship for 3 years now and running into a few problems that may seem silly, but hopefully you can help. Firstly, I started going out with my boyfriend when I was 16, legal here. We see each other at the weekends. He lives nearby and he is a really awesome guy. We have been in a steady relationship for 3 years. I'm now 19 and I will be 20 soon. Problem number one. I'm in university now, and my boyfriend isn't exactly the social type. We mainly create music, play games, or go out for walks. I feel like I'm tied down, as both him and I have pushed away our friends to be together more often. He has become quite antisocial, won't go out for a social drink, and he won't even speak to my other housemates. I've sat down and talked to him about this, and he explains it as just the way he is, and he prefers to be left to his own devices and prefers not to go out to bars and clubs. I feel like I have been missing out on many opportunities in my life in order to sit in with him, since most of my friends' club activities happen at the weekend. When I do actually go out, he is worse than a mother, being overprotective, texting lots, and clingy when I want to see other people. Do you want me to read it all, or do you want to address that?
Oh, I'm just like, that doesn't sound fun at all.
No, and, like, well, my suggestion for that was going to be was that... You guys sound like you have some different interests there. Don't let yourself be tied down and miss out on shit that you want to go to.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that young people in love have to be bound at the waist and go everywhere together. That's just as unhealthy as not spending any time together. You need to hit a balance in the middle. And yeah it sucks that he's overprotective and clingy. You need to talk to him about that and tell him to kind of back it down a few notches.
Yo, cut that shit out.
Yeah, he's not going to stop completely, but maybe he can kind of roll it back a little bit. But, like, I'm not a club guy. I'm not a bar guy. I don't go dancing. I don't like that kind of stuff. Tyrion's not super active with it, but occasionally he does feel like going out to a club or something. And hell, for that matter, you know, Tyrion likes playing role-playing games and I don't. I mean, we have very different interests. But, you know, when Tyrion feels like going dancing, he goes dancing. You know, and I stay at home, order a pizza, and queue up something on Netflix. Or I read a book. Or yeah. I do whatever I want to do. Or, like, tonight, I'm over here podcasting with Saverin. He's back at our place playing board games with his friends.
And masturbating.
No. So you don't have to have all your interests be the same, and you do still need to maintain your own life separate from that of your partner.
Yeah, you cannot sublimate yourself to your partner's whims, because that doesn't work out well.
Yeah, so I would stick with the idea of going out some places by yourself and you being the social one.
You can just be like, hey, I'm going to go to the pub and get some drinks with some mates. Crikey.
Mm-hmm.
And then go and get yourself some drinks. And invite him to show up.
Bonza. Problem number two. Okay. Sex is dull. He has a very low sex drive while mine is very high. I don't know if this is normal, but we usually have proper sex once a month. Proper, which is when you're wearing monocles and double monocles. You know, glasses.
Monocles on your monocles.
Yes. And suits. Sorry. We have proper sex once a month, while I would have it every day if I could. 5 weeks at the moment. Am I being greedy? I feel like I'm forcing him to have sex with me every week. Usually a paw or giving me head. And it's like he isn't wanting it, but doing it just to please me. Sometimes he even pushes me away because he is hardly ever in the mood. Again, we've talked about this, but he explained that is just the way his body works, and that is understandable. I think he went to the doctors once to get this checked, as there may have been some hormone imbalances, but nothing was found. The other problem in bed is that I would prefer to top, but I have been the power bottom for 3 years. Sad face. This is my own fault for pushing this problem aside, as I do not mind being bottom. It's good, but still would prefer to top. I've discussed this quite a lot, and we have tried 4 or 5 times. Even with reach around, taking it his place in toys, he just doesn't seem to enjoy being on bottom at all. He finds it to be uncomfortable, and he would go soft quite often and ask, "Are you done yet?" Which totally doesn't help the mood. That, and I'm not gifted with size either. I've even suggested bringing in kinkier things to the bedroom as I was getting a bit bored, even using rope, handcuffs, gags, and stuff like that, but it would be too, quote, weird for him. He has always been vanilla, and I want to change this, but I don't know if I can.
That sucks.
So, this is a common problem when partners have very different sex drives. And, you know, kind of, I guess, what works for me is having an open relationship. Mm-hmm. Because then you're not sexually unfulfilled, you know, and you still have an outlet if you want one. That doesn't work for everybody, so I'm not suggesting it for everybody. But that's what works for me. And I think that works for Saverin to an extent.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the not liking the bottom, I can relate to that. Everyone's body is built a little bit differently, and sometimes people just don't like bottoming, you know, and sometimes he might even like would like to be able to, but it just doesn't feel good in his body for whatever reason. I would, one thing that you could try is hot dogging. I think I've suggested that before. That's when you put your cock between his cheeks and you kind of hump along his crack with plenty of lube. So it gives you the feeling of some pressure on your cock, feeling of being close to him, the feeling of humping him and being in a top position, but not putting him through the discomfort of the actual penetration. Other things I've heard other folks do is to hold, not a fleshlight necessarily, but maybe like a, the term just went out of my head, Saverin. The hand jack off thingies. What are they called again? There was a term for them, like a pocket rocket or something like that. Just
masturbator sleeve.
Yeah, Matt. Like if he holds a masturbator underneath him, then you can basically put your dick in that and fuck that, and you know you'll be pressed against him, bending over him, and you know, you will still get that feeling like you're fucking him. And if he is, and I hope he is, at least willing to put up with that, then, you know, you can have that intimacy without actually having to put it in him if it causes him discomfort. That's just a couple ideas I had to throw out. Saverin, you got anything in particular?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know,
it was question number two.
Yeah, it sucks that he's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it doesn't hurt to suggest these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rope and the handcuffs and the gags. Just doesn't hurt to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You won't know until you try.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just really
And there may be medical, physical reasons as to why it doesn't feel comfortable. I mean, some of it may be dietary. You know, make sure that he is douching out a bit beforehand. You know, if he has anything like a hemorrhoid or anything like that, that could cause discomfort. You know, and if he has, then, you know, he might want to see a doctor about that if it hasn't gone away on its own. I'm going to move on to the next section of the email here. Problem number three. There's a 6-year age gap between him and I. He was through several relationships and was ready to settle down, while I was just starting to socialize. I feel like I shouldn't be settling down at this age and would like to experiment, though that seems a bit slutty and may just be from the current unhappiness in the relationship. And I'm just going to go ahead and read the rest, and then we can address that. I've put up with all this because he is a really fun, interesting guy that has always cared for me so much, and he has always put me before everyone and everything. I thought some sacrifices were needed, but honestly, I don't know if it's worth it. After discussing this with friends, I know I need to talk to him, which will be this Friday the 4th in person, probably before this email gets read. We always talk quite well, but it always seems to be swept aside. I'm getting to the point, and I'm unsure what can be done. Is it doomed, or could I make it work? In previous discussions with the sex thing, I've suggested an open relationship or sharing a third person, but those have been a solid no, so I have no idea. As for friends and my own social life, maybe either a break from the relationship or seeing less of him, like fortnightly, would work. As a last resort, I could break up with him. We've both invested a lot of time into the relationship, and I've been lucky to find a local fur like him nearby. Thanks for any help you can give, Anonymous. So, I'll give a few my opinion on here. The 6-year age gap, age difference in general may not be a problem, especially as you both get older. There's a age gap of, I think it's 7 years between Tieran and I. And while there's some little cultural differences here and there, it's not really an insurmountable obstacle. I kind of understand the when we got together, I was 25. I was a little older, had a couple of relationships. And, you know, Tieran was 19, and I was pretty much his first real relationship. And I'm really glad that he was willing to get into a relationship that turned into a long-term thing at that age. The way we got through that wanting to kind of try out other people thing was the open relationship, which, you know, you address down below here. You know, and yeah, if you guys talk and you kind of come to an agreement or something, you really kind of need to make that a sticking point that you're actually going to follow through on the commitments that you maybe come up with in that discussion. It's really a shame that he, Savern, you're starting to snarl. It's really kind of a shame that he shot down the open relationship so completely. Because, you know,
I mean,
you need to suggest,
give it a shot at least.
He's asked, but you need to suggest these alternatives to him. And, you know, if he's not willing to try other things, or if he's not open to maybe having a threesome, or he's not, you know, and he's not satisfying you sexually, you know, you can be in a very happy, loving, real relationship with someone and have a completely different sexuality from each other. I mean, where your drives are different, your interests are different. Because, you know, sex isn't everything, and it's not the only thing, and it's not the most important thing in a relationship. But if that's the case, then you do need to have an outlet for both of your sexual needs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he's not giving that to you, I think you really kind of need to insist on, look, if you're not willing to work with me on my needs, you need to give me permission to satisfy these needs elsewhere. And that's something that I would kind of push him on a little bit. I don't know. It doesn't. I mean, you sound like you're still very much in love with him, and he is. He's a fun, interesting guy, like you said. So I don't know. Just going by your email here, it doesn't sound like you're at the point where you need to break up. I mean, you say that's an option, and your last paragraph sounds a little bit hopeless. But I mean, overall,
you have a good situation. It looks like.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like a terrible thing with no hope to it. So I wouldn't necessarily look in the direction of a breakup at this point. Usually when people take a break from each other or something like that, that's generally a bad sign. And very often they don't pick back up after that. So I would be wary about taking a break, you know. Yeah, you may see each other a little less, or you know, you going out and doing some social things by yourself might be a good experiment into that.
Make some friends.
Make some friends. Be able to live your own life a little bit and have a life with him as well. That's pretty much all I've got. You got anything else, Severn? Nope.
You have a good situation, but you're going to need to work on your end of it.
The thing is, a lot of this doesn't sound out of the ordinary or insurmountable. It sounds like growing pain. Sounds like a couple of younger people, one of them you not having had as much relationship experience as the older one does. And these are perfectly normal concerns. And I think that, you know, you can work through them with patience and communication.
Yep.
So, are we recording next week?
Yeah, we should be.
Okay, because week after is for the confusion. Week after is
C.
Okay. Yeah,
so, next week we should be recording. Hopefully she will be back feeling better. She'll have her four limbs back in working order.
Mm-hmm. It's her six limbs.
Six. Well, her four legs.
Her four legs. Okay. But that's about it. We don't have a topic for next week, so what ifs we can get the...
We will answer emails as they come in, with whatever.
Yeah, we can get the info on what Shiva's been up to lately, and...
let her, you know...
That's it. So I'll just go ahead and give the rundown of the info. We're not cast on Fur Affinity, and Fur Affinity is where Saffron always posts the next episode's title and topic.
Yep.
So if there is a topic, that is the place to check us out, chime in. So follow the show there. If I remember, I mostly use the Notcast Twitter account. So if I remember, I go to the FA and I get the link and I'll tweet that there. So follow Notcast on Twitter. Saffron is Saffron Drake on Twitter. And my Twitter is Fuzzwolf2000. And Shiva is Chimera.
Chimera.
Yep.
And man, I am like super tired.
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
I'm sure he's a frog.
I'm going to get those fucking electric paddles and zap you back to life. And of course, our email is notcast@foxstuffers.com. So that's it. On that note, good night.
And big balls. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, when you actually went for a second, I was like,
shit, wake up, Saffron.
You know, I didn't want it to get to the point where you were like really horking away. Yeah, that's the episode title.
Saffron podcasting.
Did you have a busy day today or something?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, what were you doing? Because I saw you tweeting about being...